Any adding in your head?
Nah, just game after game. I got a number. I set my expectations pretty high, but just game after game. You know, none of that works without, you know, pressure up front and the right defensive call. So I can have any number I want. If I don't have either of those, it don't matter.
Last couple of years, this team's kind of been famous for quick starts, slow finishes. You kind of reverse that this year, bringing it on strong in the second half. What is it? Can you put a finger on what it is that happens in the second half?
We're just biting down, you know, and tighten up our assignments. You know, well, when you come out first half, you know, you got adrenaline going and guys are anxious, number one, and you can miss your fits a lot. I'm speaking from a defensive standpoint. Offense, I feel like they've been clicking every game, first to fourth quarter. So I think we just need to tighten up some things on teams and defense.
Were you in that defensive huddle when Coach Quinn gave you all the pep talk?
He went from the DBs on down to the D line. So
what was he like?
You know, he's one of them guys. He don't get riled up too often, but when he do, you know, you listen. And he started from down there with the DBs, and he just told us tighten up, you know, bend but don't break, basically.
Do you guys tune out the national noise at this point? It seems like nationally you guys are getting a lot more acclaim because of where you are. Beginning of the year, not so much. Do you guys tune that out? Do you embrace it? How do you handle it?
I mean, you're only three games into the season, you know what I mean? So, I mean, it is what it is. We just going game after game, man. We're 0-0. Every week we're going to have the same mindset, same expectations for the team. You know, we can be the primetime game or, you know, not even televised. We're going to go out there and go do our thing. So it's nothing different for us.
How do you like the mix of sacks that you're getting and the turnovers that you guys are forcing?
Huge, man. It's going to play a big part down the stretch, you know what I mean? And it becomes a thing for quarterbacks. When they know you get pressure and can get them off their spot, they come out anxious. And start moving around a little bit more because they're feeling the pressure from our D-line. So if we keep that going, it's going to be huge for us.
Speaking of quarterbacks, Mallard doesn't have a lot of starts in this game. He's been a big for a few years.